This is chapter 119 from The Writer's Workout by Christina Katz for Writer's Digest Books. Cultivate confidence. Confidence is contagious, so is a lack of confidence. Vince Lombardi. You can be confident without being overconfident. Behaving in a confident manner will help you find self-assuredness. It will help you become more certain of your own abilities. When you let your creativity flow, your self-expression will inspire others. Every writer I meet is looking for creative confidence. I wish I could get my students to believe that the confidence will grow commensurate with their creative experience. I wish I could pull out a crystal ball and show them what their confidence will look like in 10 years. That way, when I tell them to go ahead and write their way there, they would believe that there really is a place that they are writing toward. But of course I can't. All I can do is encourage those who are brave enough to go for it, to work hard and stay with it and not give up. And of course the students who can summon their faith on a regular basis succeed. Confidence comes from the word confide. The prefix con means with, and the root fidere means faith. Therefore confidence means having faith in yourself. For most successful writers, confidence comes from and with experience. Even those who demonstrate more bravado than others often need reassurance when it comes to their writing. Of course, bravado is not the same as confidence. Bravado is confidence's little punk sibling who can only gain true confidence with years of effort, not merely imitation. Therefore, the key to becoming a confident creative is to act with faith until the initial fear and hesitancy you have starts to be replaced by confidence. You can't really be defensive or modest. You need to be bold. You need to write confidently in the direction of your dreams. If you don't have anything at the end of the day to show for your efforts, you won't have anything to share, and you won't have anything to offer, and then you're going to feel frustrated. But you can't move toward your creative goals unless you trust yourself and act from that trust. So don't fake it until you make it. Tap into your creative confidence each day and live from it instead.